truck all get more expensive when the price of diesel goes up. So that is a great question. The United States can continue to lead on this issue, but we should expect the Chinese to continue to do exactly what they're doing. And we need to look at energy policy from an economic perspective. Are we developing policies that allow affordable energy, reliable energy, meaning no brownouts and blackouts and no risks of brownouts and blackouts, and this continued expansion in the summer now of 20, 30 states are now warning their citizens that they could have a potential brownout or blackout. That's unconscionable. That should not be happening here in the United States in 2023. We have the energy here at home to meet our energy demand, to meet increased energy demand. We just need to be serious about it, and our policies need to reflect the fact that we need affordable, reliable, and environmentally responsible energy. We can do all three of those things at the same time.
In our final couple of minutes, what can we as consumers do to make this better, to bring oil prices down, to bring gasoline prices down? Is there something that we as consumers need to be doing?
Well, vote. Pay attention. Energy needs to be a key priority for all of us when we go to the ballot box, in some cases later this year, in many cases next year. And our political leaders need to hear from us that we want, like I said, affordable, reliable, and environmentally responsible energy. We don't want to say no to any energy resource. We want energy choice. We want to be able to meet our energy needs in a reliable way with the most choices we possibly can have. That's a fundamental aspect of our political debate today. And if voters, regardless of party affiliation, regardless of if you're a Republican or a Democrat, everyone should be able to come together to say, we want affordable, reliable energy. Because, listen, those of us that can least afford to pay more, those that are at the poverty level, those that are on fixed incomes, those that are in disadvantaged communities, they're the ones that are hurt the most when energy prices go up. So this should be a nonpartisan issue, and we should all be able to come together. But increasingly, everything in this country is very partisan. So I think it's up to us as voters to really start paying attention to it and being a little louder in our responses to our political leaders that we demand sensible energy policy. That is the first thing that needs to happen in order for us to change the situation.
How can folks find out more about the great job you're doing at the Consumer Energy Alliance?
I appreciate it. It's easy. Just go to consumerenergyalliance.org and look at our stuff, sign up for our newsletter, and send us an email at info@consumerenergyalliance.org. And if you have any questions or anything we can do to help.
David, thanks so much for being a part of the show today. Really appreciate it. Thanks for all you do, and we'll talk with you again soon. I can just about promise you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
David Holt, the president of Consumer Energy Alliance. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show.
It'll be the 22nd anniversary, believe it or not, of 9/11. We will remind you of that tragic day and get you started the best way possible.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
With every other attorney in town talking about winning and how much they've won, it's time we look at the facts and set the record straight. Learn and Row has helped over 150,000 people collect billions of dollars for their injuries, with over $1 billion recovered in the last 5 years alone. We have over 50 attorneys and over 400 legal professionals and their resources to fight for you. The reality is, there's Learner and Row, then there's everybody else.
Learner and Row is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state offices. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Are you shopping for healthcare coverage for a small business? Whether you're renewing a plan or shopping for a new one, the Vegas Chamber Health Plan, backed by Anthem, has many of the advantages usually reserved for a larger organization, like access to care across Nevada at lower cost. Lock in quality healthcare at budget-friendly prices through July 2024. Go to vegaschamber.com/anthem. Brought to you by the Vegas Chamber in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So where were you on 9/11/2001, I can tell you where I was. I was in the studios of WXYT Radio, an all-sports station in beautiful downtown Detroit, Michigan. And I must tell you, I was stunned like millions of Americans. I was stunned by what happened. I'm curious where you were. And in fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And basically, I want to find out if 22 years later, this is an issue that still resonates. And the question I always ask, even with, and I say this as a guy that went through a wanding yesterday in St. Louis, as I was getting ready to board a plane to come back to Vegas, it was like it happened yesterday. I mean, it really honestly was. And every time I go through TSA, I always ask myself the same question: are we safer today than we were 22 years ago when we were hit by 9/11? Are we safer than we were on 1 October here in Vegas? And simply put, Are we as a nation safer today than we were 22 years ago? What do you think? Call me right now, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. While we get you screened and ready to go, I want you to hear from Ron Johnson. As you know, we make a deal with you every weekend. We say, hey, on Sunday, if you want to sleep in, if you want to go to church, if you want to go to brunch, if you want to play tennis, if you want to play golf, you want to just hang out, that's okay. It's all right. We'll give you that opportunity. We will give you the opportunity to do that, and we will bring you the best of the Sunday shows. For instance, Ron Johnson, a senator from Wisconsin, was on with Degan McDowell on Fox, and on Sunday Morning Futures, this was his reaction to this bizarre news conference on China by no less than the President of the United States. This is Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin. Here it is.
Senator, I know you were listening to the president. Where to even begin? Let's start with China. Xi Jinping didn't even show up to the G20, and President Biden had nothing but just kind words for the hope for China's future. I want to see China succeed by the rules. We're all better off if China does well. We're not looking to decouple from China. We're not trying to hurt China. I hope to see Xi sooner rather than later. Your reaction.
Hello, Dagan. Well, I think the president is just oblivious to what he has done to this country, to really what our partners in the Far East really want. He said he doesn't want to contain China. I think the other countries in the region do. They don't want to see the militarization of the South China Sea Islands. They do want to see the aggressiveness of China reduced. But the fact of the matter is, if you laid out a strategy to weaken America, you could not come up with a better game plan than what President Biden has implemented. The embarrassing and dangerous surrender in Afghanistan that emboldened our enemies, an open border that's flooding deadly drugs into this country, the human and sex trafficking. A dollar you held at the start of the Biden administration is now worth 85 cents. The war on fossil fuel that now again is driving up gasoline prices. All these things have weakened America, emboldened our enemy. You achieve peace through strength, but strength starts with economic strength. And here's the main problem. He is pushing division. He is pushing hate. We are weakened because we are a divided nation. And Dagan, we're not a naturally divided people. We share the same goals. It is individuals like President Biden, groups that are pushing identity politics, critical race theory, transgenderism. They are pushing hate. They are pushing division. They are weakening this country. And that's what strengthens China.
Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll get to your phone calls coming up in just a couple minutes. You want to join us? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Your call's coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Raiders are 1-0 on the season after an upset loss on the Broncos in Denver yesterday. Final score 17-16. The Silver and Black are still out on the road for Week 2. They'll be in Buffalo Sunday. The Bills open as 10-point favorites. UNLV football suffered their first loss of the season over the weekend. On the upside, they're 2-0 against the spread, having covered the 37.5 points they were getting against the Michigan Wolverines. Final score was 35-7. They'll host Vanderbilt on Saturday at Allegiant Stadium. The Commodores opened as 4-point favorites. The Las Vegas Aces wrapped up the WNBA season with the league's best record again. The defending champions open the playoffs on Wednesday night against the Chicago Sky at T-Mobile Arena.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Tynes. These people are nuts and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to ronqforyou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Amazing four-day epic alien event at Alexis Park, September 14th through the 17th. Secret space programs, time travel, space science, multiverse, Bigfoot, Hollow Earth, giants, teleportation. What about the Las Vegas aliens in the backyard? What's the alien agenda? More than 100 lectures, workshops, panels, plus speakers meet and greet banquet dinner. So many topics and discussions for 4 days at the Alexis Park, September 14th through the 17th. Go to alienevent.com. That's A-L-I-E. event.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Reduced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Well, it's not too bad a shape here on the Valley freeways. No accidents being reported, actually, on the highways. Got a couple of problem spots, so off the freeways. In the southwest, still working a wreck at Durango and 215. That's at Durango and Roy Horn Way, injury accident. And in the southeast, still have one in the middle of the Eastern and Warm Springs intersection. But again, decent flow of traffic there. I-15 southbound through the resort corridor for now. More cloud cover today, but we are in store for cooler temperatures. Should stay under triple digits. The afternoon's high is 97 degrees. It's 73, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
General Mark Milley is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and he's speaking at the 9/11 Memorial and Museum's 22nd anniversary commemoration, and it's supposed to conclude probably around 1 o'clock. The president is not there. He's in Alaska, of all places, and a lot of people are questioning that. Tell you what, let's do. Let's begin with your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? Where were you on 9/11? And are we any safer today than we were 22 years ago when we thought we were invincible? Oceans separated us from our enemies. But it turns out that's not true. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Carl. Carl, you're up. You're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yes, Kevin. Hi. I was here at that time. And no, I don't think we're that much safer than we were then, to be honest with you. I want to bring something up real quick. You might not want to hear it, but this is a real quick thing. Since he's running for president again, I think I can mention this. I can remember at the time it happened, Mr. Trump said he saw from his window people jumping out of the windows of the buildings, the Twin Towers, which was shown that it was too far away. He couldn't have. He said he saw thousands of Muslims in the streets cheering, which he didn't. And he lost many, many close friends in the towers, never went to one funeral. I mean, you know, what you make out of that, I don't know. But that doesn't make things better for what happened on that day.
Well, the bottom line is, though, his polling numbers, for all that you say, for all that, you know, the Mueller report reported, for all of that, he is still well ahead of everybody. And in fact,
Republicans.
No, no,
he's going to win the next election.
He's ahead of Biden in a number of polls, just so you know. Not all the polls, but some.
Yeah. Well, I think he, the way he tells the truth, I mean, is on a day like that, that happened, a horrible day. And to lie and lie and lie about it. That was terrible. Anyway, I'll let somebody else put in their thoughts.
There you go.
Have a good day.
Thank you, man. Clinical Carl getting up with us this morning. Good to have him on. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I find it, and more than just me, a lot of people are finding it a little bizarre that this president is spending 9/11 in Alaska and not New York City, Ground Zero, whatever. It's just a little weird, just a little bizarre. We're going to take a quick break. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The President of the United States is not in our nation's capital, not at the Pentagon, is not in New York City. Kamala Harris is in New York for the memorial, the 22nd anniversary of 9/11. But Lloyd Austin is. He's the defense secretary. Let's take you there live now, and we'll let you listen in to Lloyd Austin, the defense secretary, at the 22nd anniversary of 9/11 terrorist attacks. Let's take you there live now.
Who also worked for the department was devastated by her husband's death. But she resolved to be strong to support their son. And so 22 years later, to and on are incredibly close. And their tie has only grown stronger from the loss that they've endured. They talk every day. And she is so proud of the young man that two has become, that On has become. On still tries to make his dad proud and to honor his legacy in ways big and small. And that can mean echoing Kane's love of learning, or taking up the guitar, or simply staying engaged with his community and finding ways to help others, just as his dad did. So in September 2021, on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, two visited this memorial to place flowers on the bench with her husband's name on it. And she felt a wave of sadness looking at the benches honoring other victims that were bare. So she called up a friend, and they came back here together. And they laid a rose on each of the 184 benches around us. And so now, thanks to Two's simple act of kindness, every year on this day, the Department of Defense upholds that tradition. And laying a rose on every bench to honor the memory of every soul taken from us here on 9/11. Ladies and gentlemen, we are honored to have Two and On here with us today. And I want to thank them in all of the families of the fallen. September 11th changed you forever. But you changed us forever. In so many ways, you turned grief into grit and sorrow into strength. And you helped us to see beyond ourselves and give back to our fellow Americans and to deepen our democracy and to work toward a stronger, safer future. So it is our duty to carry out the mission.